You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 15, verse 9 and 10. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Jesus is such a wonderful, awesome leader, brother, God, King. Jesus always will reveal to his followers the secret of his own success. Men usually do not tell people the secret of their success. They want to be successful alone, so they usually hide it. Not so with Jesus. In this text, Jesus revealed to us the secret of his own success. He said, the reason why he abides in the love of the Father, he said, just as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. He said he abides in the Father's love, but the way he abides is by doing whatever the Father says to him. So he kept the Father's commandment, and that was how he was able to abide in his love. And he's telling us also, if we also are to be successful, we must also keep his commandment and we will abide in his love. This is not general kind of love. This is a specific kind of love that you only walk in that love as you walk in obedience. This is not the John 3:16 love, for God so loved the world. This is a specific love for those who are truly obedient to Jesus. He said, the way you two can abide in the Father, exactly as I have abided in the Father, keep my teachings, keep my words, keep my commandment. So what the devil actually does is this, brethren. The devil tempts us to come out of the love of Jesus. As long as we are in the love of Christ, there's nothing the devil can do to us. As long as we are abiding in the love of Christ, the devil is powerless over us. So what he can do is to tempt us to come out of that love. And how does he come out how does it tempt us out? It is by engaging what we do to be in that love. He says, if you abide in my love, if you keep my commandment, you will abide in my love. So Satan tempts you to disobey his commandment. You see, Satan cannot deal with you. He knows that. But he knows if he can get you out of the love of God, he knows that you will be dealt with. So he is tempting you. So all those sins that Satan is putting in your face, he is doing that because he wants you to come out of the love of Jesus. Brethren, don't come out of that place. The safest place to be is inside the love of Jesus. Oh, do you know what it means to abide in the love of Christ? It's a dwelling place. It's a place where his heart is. That's the place where Jesus is looking at continuously, because that is his love. That is where his love is. That is what he loves. Brethren, that's the best place to live, in the love of Christ. So don't allow the devil to tempt you out. Because once he brings you out, you'll be dealt with. But for as long as you are abiding in the love of Jesus, you will find peace, you will find rest, you'll find protection, you'll find provision. That is the place that guarantees success in our walk with God. And that's the secret of Jesus' successful walk with God. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.